You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and James Millman in the studio. It's the first big Saturday of the flat season with Lincoln Day at Doncaster. We've also got listed action at Kempton as well on their poly track in the Snowdrop Filly Stakes, and three National Hunt meetings, Newbury, Kelso and Uttoxeter. The racing at Newbury includes a listed handicap for the mares as well, so good racing to look forward to this Saturday. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
I'm fine, thank you, Mark.
Good, good, good. Big Saturday coming up, the first big Saturday of the new flat season. Looking forward to it?
Certainly am, yes. About time as well, isn't it? It's been a bit stuttery, the start to the flat season, of the first meeting being called off for whatever reason. We still haven't got to the bottom of that one yet, have we?
Waterlogging, apparently, but there wasn't any rain.
11 days before. How does that work?
Then we had flat on action at Redcar on a Monday afternoon, which is not very... no disrespect to Redcar, but it's not a big all singing and dancing start to the season, is it?
Well, it was a paradise for Class 6 fans, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Good card at Doncaster, though, isn't it? This meeting at Doncaster is always
fantastic.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, I think we'll see a few horses running in the handicaps. Will probably turn out to be a bit better than that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What about the flat season of the whole, Mick? Are you welcoming it back with open arms?
Yeah, as ever. Yeah, I think we've already had a taste of it with the sparkling performances from the Mark Johnson two-year-olds that he's introduced, haven't we?
Yeah.
And plenty more to come, no doubt. And, of course, Aidan O'Brien's got his usual fantastic team of youngsters to look forward to, as well as a really strong team of older horses. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's plenty to look forward to.
And I imagine, personally, you'll be looking forward to York kicking in again, won't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yeah. Great meeting to look forward to, and... looks as though Richard Fahey and Mark Johnson, etc., will all have their big guns lined up. Of course, there's always a big Southern Challenge as well, Newmarket in the South for York, but it'll be a great occasion. Let's hope we get the weather to match.
Yeah, and we actually touched on this on air the other day, Mick, when we were on together, but the good thing about the flat game, if you live up north, is that you've got some real Northern Challenges, which isn't necessarily the case in the jump sphere.
Well, they've wear the white flag, haven't they, on the jumps, on the jumps game. Hardly any big name trainers training in the north now in over the jumps compared to a few years ago when we had Gordon W. Richards, W.A. Stevenson, the Dickinsons, and I can go on, can't I, for long enough, Jimmy Fitz. And, you know, even in later years, Howard Johnson and Ferdy Murphy used to carry the flag at Cheltenham, but they've both gone. There's just nothing there now.
No. Luckily, plenty to look forward to up north on the flat scene, though. While we're on the subject of flat racing, Mick, a bit of a change to the... maybe not the rules, but the punishments for jockeys. The BHA.
The wording, Mark. Yeah. I think is what you find's been changed a little bit.
Yeah. They're out to.
You can still be naughty boys, but try not to be a very, very naughty boy.
Yeah. If they are a very, very naughty boy, they're going to be punished with longer bans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No danger of them getting disqualified then for being very, very naughty boys, is there?
No, that's not going to change, is it?
So, yes. Well, I'm sure that. They'll all be quaking in their boots.
the idea is apparently to clamp down on perceived win at all costs rides. Obviously, the ledger would have come into that bracket for Andre Azzini last year. He would have got a much heftier ban under this new rule. So,
yes. Well, I'm sure they'll take that into consideration when they're next in a similar situation. But if you're not prepared to win at all costs, I don't think you're really cut out to be a jockey, personally.
Or a sportsman, or anybody with any kind of fight, I suppose. Yeah,
I think they say to Lewis Hamilton, go and win if you can, but you know, try not to win at all costs.
Yeah,
for goodness sake.
Yeah, I sense you're not entirely bought into this change, then, Mick.
It's cosmetic, Mark. It's cosmetic.
Yeah. All right, well, let's leave the flat there for a minute. We're going to come back to it in a moment. We're going to get mixed thoughts in the first four races at Doncaster on Saturday, but a little bit of stuff about the National and Aintree as well, Mick, that we must mention. Different Gravy is an exciting young horse. He's only a six-year-old. Made an emphatic return at Ascot a month or so ago now, yeah. And he's going to take on Thistlecrack in the stayers hurdle at Aintree.
I think that tells us a lot about the way that the Henderson team think about him, don't they? Because although his major targets are in front of him next season, if you like, they're certainly not frightened to take on the mighty Thistlecrack, which you know, I think makes for very exciting times ahead for the connections of Different Gravy. And he certainly looked Different Gravy at Ascot, didn't he?
Yeah.
In February. Probably going to get slightly better racing ground to race on at Aintree, judging by the weather forecast, which might even help him further. But he just made light work of the mud in Ascot that day, and he looked a very exciting prospect.
Mm. That's just one of the races to look forward to at Aintree. Mick, obviously the big one is the Grand National. We're a week away from the big race. And Tom George has been quite, I wouldn't say bullish, but he's positive about his runner, St. R, who finished runner-up in the race last year.
He ran a mighty race, didn't he? Yeah. And I think I'm going to get record horses who finish second and then go and try and win it, have they? But that's just a start, isn't it, to be broken. And if you were fancy him, I wouldn't let that put me off for 1 second. I do like horses who've been to Aintree and acquitted themselves well around there. And, you know, he fits that bill. I think the horses who fought out the finish last year are all got to go on the shortlist again, haven't they?
Yeah.
Throw in one or two more. It's building up to be a classy national. So we get... get a really class act win in it. We had one or two turn-ups in the last couple of years, Pinot de Rey and Aurora's Encore, but nowadays it's a form book race, isn't it?
Mm.
In the main,
with
the odd exception.
Yeah, and the horse with the form in the book that everyone will be looking to rewrite the history books, if you like, is Many Clouds. And
exactly, and the 11-stone barrier is no longer a barrier, is it? It's... you know, we've seen it time and time again now that, I think it's got in as much the class of the race is getting better. The handicap is compressing, isn't it? You know, the bottom weight's probably going to be about 10-7, isn't it?
Yeah.
Around that figure. So it's not quite the impost it used to be.
Mm.
But I think the class will come to the surface. It'd be great to see, wouldn't it? And of course, there's also the added spice of Willie Munnings bringing all the big guns in a bid to win the British Trainers title, which would be some achievement, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. We're going to see the big performance from Cheltenham at Aintree, which is
absolutely
great as a spectacle, isn't it, as well?
Yes, and aided and abetted by Norm Aid, who said, oh, well, he takes more and leaves a few up Punchestown for us, but yeah. So, it's going to be a great 3 days. I was in Liverpool, funny enough, a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to the taxi driver. I said, no doubt you'll be rushed off your feet. National week. He said, oh, it's a great 3 days. He said, it's completely mad, but he said, the city relishes it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You wouldn't expect anything less, would you?
No.
It's fantastic
absolutely.
3 days.
Mm.
If I were to ask you for a bet in the race now, Mick, what would you go with?
I'd love to see Causes get in, but he needs 15, I think, or 16 to come out. Mm. 8 of which, I think, are run by JP McManus, but I think a lot of them are quite fancied and probably will not come out, like Gilligan Borge at the front door, etc.
Yeah.
Carlingford Lock.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see him get in off time. I know they did the right thing in not running him in the Irish National with a £12 penalty, because horses with 11 stone plus do not win the Irish National. He's got in the National with 10-stone-4, no penalty. If he gets in, I'd certainly have him on my side. I'd love to see last year's winner win it again, Many Clouds. And certainly be a great for Trevor Hemmings. What would be his fourth National winner, would it? Hedgehunter won it for him, didn't it? And Many Clouds, and there's another one, I think.
Ballabriggs,
that's it. So, I think we can call Trevor a Northerner, can't we?
I think so, yeah.
But it'd be great to see in Leighton Aspel. It'd be unique as well, winning three. I mean, Brian Butcher won three Nationals, but not in three consecutive years, which would be quite an achievement, wouldn't it?
It would. It would certainly be a 177-year race, and it's not happened before, so it'd be quite something.
So I think we can look forward to a vintage Grand National meeting.
Yeah, And we'll leave that there. We'll get stuck into action a bit close to hand. We've got big first big Saturday on the flat at Doncaster, and we'll get mixed thoughts in the first four races there on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
As we mentioned, first four races on the card at Doncaster. The first of them is the 2:15, and we start with the Spring Mile, which is a handicap on the straight course. It's a Class 2 event over a mile, just the 22 runners to sort out here, Mick.
Yeah.
The first race on the card. Any ideas in there?
Yeah, there's a few I've caught the eyes. Only £11 weight range, Mark. It's a very compressed handicap, as these big handicaps tend to be nowadays, don't they? And I'll go through my few that I've earmarked in race card order. Number one is Don't Ya. Robert Edry trains Tom Marquand, takes off the £3. He's acquitted himself well, this horse, in the marks in the high 90s. He's got a good record fresh as well, which is important. And he does go well for young Tom Marquand, who's got claiming a very valuable £3 allowance. You could say the handicapper probably knows where he is with him, but I think he's still on a fair enough mark, and probably vulnerable if there's any group horses lurking in there, but he's sure to acquit himself well. Keystroke, he's won three of his four, trained by Jeremy Noseda. Jim Crowley takes it right. He's got a £5 penalty for the Wolverhampton win 3 weeks ago. He's lightly raised, but this is going to be a completely different test under the penalty to what he's been doing so far. So I think he'll nearly have to be a group horse if he's going to win this off a mark of 97. The selection each way, tentative each way selection, well, not so much tentative, I'm quite confident of a big run actually, is Your Art Is On Fire, trained by Carl Burke. Dougie Costello takes the ride. This is his time of year. Just forget his form tailed off the last three runs. He's gone close in this particular contest in the last two runnings of it, and he's got to within a pound of his last winning mark, and it's very, very hard to see him out of the four. So you've got a good each way contest here. So he's going to get the vote. Others to mention are Predominance, trained by Willie Haggis. Pat Cosgrove taking the ride. He's another one who could be anything. He's coming back from a 147-day break after only three starts at three. And look, his mark stayed the same after that fourth of 21 here on his final start. And the back to a mile is the big plus here. That was over seven. Back to a mile is a really big plus. He could be, well, you know, he could be a group horse in waiting here in a handicap predominance. Be interesting to see if the market's strong about him. And the other one who catches the eye, is open to any amount of improvement, is Emerald, a son of High Chaparral. We know what a good influence High Chaparral is for late developers. Won two of his last three last back end, and he's open to any amount of improvement based on his York handicap debut. And if he's ready to go after that break, he's going to be a danger to them all off 87, I think. Be fascinating to see how the market speaks on race day. Azraf, another Marcobotti horse, the mount of Ryan Moore. Keep an eye on him because he's had a breathing operation which stopped him winning last year, but he still ran with credit in defeat. But I think the solid option for me is Your Art Is On Fire each way.
It's a big price as well, Your Art Is On Fire at the moment, 25-1.
That'll do for me.
Yeah, in terms of the top end of the market, Predominance has been found already in the market, 72 favourite at the moment.
Yeah, that's why I stayed away from those, because they'll be all fancying the chances, won't they, with those lightly raised ones. So I'll go for solid handicap form. Okay. And at a working man's price.
Mm. The 2:45 at Doncaster is where we go next. This one is the Lincoln, a Heritage Handicap over a mile. Class 2 event. We've got a big field here as well. 22 runners in this one. The market headed by Lord of the Land, who's 9-2. Bravo Zolo is 9-1. 10-1 for Express Himself and Mutter Carres. It's also 10-1 for You Dudo, Don't You. Storm Rock 12s, 14s or bigger for the rest. Good renewal this, Mick.
Very much so. And we won't go down the road of what the race is doing on the second race on the card. Only Channel 4 and the racing authorities can answer that one properly. But Lord of the Land, it's the only horse I've been speaking about in my village, Mark. A recruit from Andre Forbes for the David O'Mara yard at horses are settling in nicely at his new yard at Wart Hill. He was a very decent horse in France. This is his domestic and David O'Mara debut. He's only had 7 starts, and he could well be a group horse. And if he can win this off 1 or 2, I think he definitely will be featuring group races sooner rather than later. Very strong in the market, sure to make his presence felt. I know the market's found him, but he's hard to get away from. You Do, Don't You is interesting. James Doyle running for Syed Bin Saroor, still improving, and probably worth his new mark of 1 or 2. The progress he's made, 2 excellent runs in Maidan. So he comes here with the sun on his back from Maidan, and sure to make his presence felt. Fascinating contender, and I'm going to touch my stakes here with Lord of the Land. Muta Raquez, trained by Brian Meehan, and Paul Hannigan taking the ride. He's another lightly raced improver who's won after a break, and he may well prove better than his mark. Disappointed in the Britannia, was given a break and was gelded since then. So this is his first start at 4 as a gelding, and again, he could be another one who's applying his trade in group company sooner rather than later. And another one who is worthy of a mention because he's closely tied in with You Do, Don't You, is another Godolphin horse, this one trained by Charlie Appleby. He, as I said, he was closely matched just behind You Do, Don't You in that maiden handicap. And although he's found winning difficult since his 2-year-old days with Mark Johnson, who's a very high-class 2-year-old, sometimes they do miss out at 3, these high-class 2-year-olds, and come back strongly at 4. Keep your eye on Secret Brief. It's a very strong renewal. I haven't even mentioned previous winners like Ocean Tempest, who's got himself back to a very good mark. Frankie's been booked to ride, and he's a massive, massive price. Shouldn't be discounted. No great record fresh, but I think the vibes are quite good, and Frankie's been booked. So it's a tough renewal of the Lincoln. I'm going to Dutch Mistakes, Lord of the Land, and Muta Raquez.
Okay, a couple against the field then for Mick there. Then the 3:20 at Doncaster is where we go next. This is the Camage Trophy, a listed race over 6 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 14 here, and the market headed at the moment by Alban Star, who's 4-1. Soudoir is 9-2. 11-2 Marek, Jack Dexter 7-1. Shared Equity 9s, 10s for Moving Time. 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Some real good sprinters in here, Mick.
Fantastic race, isn't it? Yeah, and it'll be a real good gallop to him out here with plenty of pace on. Alban Star came back to winning form a week ago in a very valuable pot at Lingfield. He's just as effective on turf. I know he hasn't won for a while on turf, but he's just as effective, and he's sure to be in the thick of it with that strong pace to aim at on the back of that confidence boosting win. Smashing horse owned by a good pal of mine, Kenny Shannon. Marek makes the shortlist as well. Comes over from Ireland. He's got good spring form. Just, you know, don't be put off by the way his form tailed off towards the second half of the season last year. He's very good in the spring. He's gone close off a break in the past. And again, like Alban Star, the very likely strong pace will suit. And Jamie Spencer knows his quirks. He's getting to know him quite well now, is Jamie. So Marek could run well at a price. Shared Equity, he had a great season last season, despite only the one win, and he went close in a handicap at this meeting in 2015, so he might not be far away. But the vote's going to go to Soudoir, who was another French recruit to the David O'Mara stable. He missed a £5 penalty by one day last back end. He won a Group 3 in France. If it had been the day after, he'd have picked up a £5 penalty. And he's got an excellent record fresh, very smart French form, and the one to beat for me, number 11, Soudoir.
Soudoir, the one to beat for Mick then in that race. And we finish off in Doncaster's 3:55. This is the Doncaster Mile Stakes, a listed race on the round course, over a mile, and 8 of them in the lineup here, Mick. And the logical starting point will be Bellardo, given that he finished runner-up in the QE2 last season. So that form is a mark above, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it was his best bit of form last season. He won the Duest at 2 and showed next to nothing. Well, not next to nothing, but nothing quite along those lines until the back end of last season. Hasn't won since 2014, but high-class form in defeat, including what was he beaten by length by Solo in the Queen QE2. A reproduction of that form would make him very hard to beat. Did win on his racecourse debut, so you know, he could come to hand early and had done plenty of work for this. So, you know, we're looking at a Group 1 horse in there with no penalty in a listed, which is usually a... get stuck in, isn't it? Master Carpenter's admirable horse. He's been a great servant to the Millman Yard. Filmmaker knows him well. He'll find this a bit easier than the Group 3 company we kept after the John Smith's Cup win. No great profile fresh, but he's got a big chance if he's ready to go. And the other one to consider is Muari, trained by John Gosden in the Hamdan colours. Paul Hannigan takes the run. He's won fresh, so this long absence may not be a concern. And for me, a reproduction of his French Guinness fourth and his Jersey Stakes second would put him right into the mix of this. And with him, I don't know, I'm not totally convinced for win purpose about Bilardo. I know he brings some very good Group 1 form into the race, but so does Muari. And if Muari is strong in the market, I'm going to go with him.
All right, good stuff, Mick. Let's just have a bit of a summary then, if you'll spin us through your selections for Doncaster one more time.
Yeah, the opener, very trappy opener, but Your Art Is On Fire is a spring horse. Should have been trained for this. The race has run well in the last 2 years, and he should reward each web support at a fancy prize. Four places on offer. In the 2:45, the Lincoln itself, big vibes going around about Lord of the Land, who makes his domestic and David O'Meara debut, ex-Andre Farb. I think he could be a group horse lurking in a handicap there. In the 3:20, the Camish Trophy, always a cracking race. Alban Star bidding to supplement the valuable pot he won last week. But Soudoir, another French import from the David O'Meara stable, who misses a £5 penalty by one day for winning a Group 3 in France last back end. He's going to be very hard to beat. And in the final race we're going to look at, a small but select field in the listed Doncaster Mile, I'm going to go with Muari, who comes back from a long, long break, 628 days, but he's got a decent record fresh, and a reproduction of his French Guinness fourth and his Jersey Stakes second will make him very hard to beat.
Superb. Good work, Mick. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
I hope so, Mark. Thank you.
There you go. The thoughts of Mick Norton on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:35pm. Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and James Millman, the team in the studio. We've got the first big Saturday on the flat at Doncaster. There's also listed action at Kempton as well alongside that. And three jumps meetings, Newbury, Kelso and Uttoxeter. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.